Ebola spreads.
Blood tests from a caregiver proved positive for Ebola.
Dallas protocol breach.
That breach in protocol resulted in this infection.
Snapchat hacked.
If they're going to send something that they're not comfortable with their grandmother seeing, they should not be sending it.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A Dallas healthcare worker has Ebola, and the first transmission of the virus in this country has officials blaming a breach in protocol. CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden.
We're now looking at all individuals who cared for the index patient. We'll be determining how many of those may potentially have had contact that would have resulted in a break of protocol and possible contamination.
This is Steve Futterman in Dallas. This nurse, who has now tested positive for Ebola, did help treat Thomas Eric Duncan, the Liberian man who died from the Ebola virus here last week. This is the first known case of Ebola being contracted or transmitted in the U.S. The apartment building where the woman lived has been cordoned off by police, and authorities are trying to identify people she may have had contact with.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has more.
In the nurse's neighborhood, volunteers handed out flyers about Ebola, and those within a four-block radius received a reverse 911 call.
Please be advised that a healthcare worker who lives in your area has tested positive for the Ebola virus. Precautions are already in place to clean all known potential areas of contact.
The call was meant to reassure neighbors they are not believed to be at risk, but the sight of yet another Dallas apartment being decontaminated was unsettling.
It's scary, it's creepy that it's just a few houses down.
I'm Peter Mayer in Washington. In the latest sign of White House concern about the Ebola situation, President Obama's ordering the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to quickly determine the cause of what's described as the apparent breach in infection control at the Dallas hospital. He wants lessons learned from that to be shared. He's ordering federal agencies to take further steps to make sure the nation's hospitals have standards in place to treat any future Ebola patients.
Ebola could prove a threat to the world's chocolate supply. Ivory Coast, producer of the raw ingredient in M&M's, Snickers, and other chocolate bars, has shut its borders with Liberia and Guinea, two outbreak countries that will limit the workforce to pick beans. Now to Missouri, where a St. Louis University sit-in is climaxing several days of protests over police shootings. KMOX Radio's Michael Calhoun.
We're not going nowhere.
The crowd, more than 1,000 strong, settled under the clock tower on campus. The father of Vonderrick Myers Jr., killed by police last week, spoke.
God bless you.
Students left dorms to join the sit-in.
We need tents, we need water.
As a call for supplies went out, the Ferguson October schedule of events calls for a day of civil disobedience today. Michael Calhoun, CBS News, St. Louis.
Overseas, Hong Kong police moved to take down protest barricades that have been blocking some streets. And a group of people opposed to the pro-democracy demonstration, some wearing masks, scuffled with protesters. Well, Turkey has agreed to allow the U.S. and its coalition partners to use its bases for air operations against ISIS targets in Syria and Iraq. CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons.
We'll allow land-based operations now to come from there. Question is whether or not we'll be able to attack inside Iraq from there. We'll see what Turkey says, but we could stage logistics.
Turkey has refused to get directly involved in the battle for Kobani, a Syrian town along the border with Turkey. The FAA says the traffic control center outside Chicago, shut down by fire 2 weeks ago, is now fully operational. That fire, deliberately set, caused thousands of flight cancellations and delays. The sentencing phase in the trial of Paralympic star Oscar Pistorius is underway. He was convicted last month of culpable homicide on the shooting death of girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. Today in South Africa, a psychologist who's met with Pistorius testified for the defense.
Mr. Pistorius experienced himself as utterly worthless, devastated, and guilt-ridden.
Several days of testimony and legal arguments are expected. Racy photos of everyday people, not celebrities, are at the center of the latest apparent breach. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
As many as 200,000 private Snapchat images allegedly hacked. Potentially bad news for Snapchat's client base, American kids.
If they're going to send something that they're not comfortable with their grandmother seeing, they should not be sending it on Snapchat.
Wired Magazine's Emily Dreyfus. Snapchat executives insist any leaks would have come from customers who ignored their advice against downloading third-party apps to save save Snapchat images. If any hacked pictures are posted and include images of nude children, those posting them would face child porn charges if they're caught. Steve?
In some parts of the country, the price of a gallon of gasoline is below $3 a gallon.
Gasoline prices fell another 12 cents in the past 3 weeks. The new average is $3.26. It's the lowest since late November 2013.
The industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices could fall another dime a gallon as crude oil prices fall. Tulsa has the lowest average price, $2.93 a gallon. On the Health Watch, new information on sudden infant death syndrome. CBS's Heather Bosch joins us.
About 1 in 8 deaths from SIDS happens when an infant is placed on a couch, according to Kansas City, Missouri researcher Jeffrey Colvin. He says new parents may think that just because they're awake and monitoring the baby, SIDS won't happen. They might fall asleep on a couch with their infant, allowing the baby to roll into a cushion. The shape of a couch itself can cause a baby to get wedged into a position that makes it tough to breathe. Pediatricians recommend putting babies to sleep alone on their backs on a firm, flat surface without a pillow.
Well, CBS's Barry Bagnano tells us a new study finds parental strategies can keep children from becoming obese.
How you shape your family meals shapes your kids, literally. Using video cameras to study dinnertime habits, University of Minnesota researchers discovered patterns that influenced children's weight.
Children who are not overweight tended to eat with their families more so in the kitchen at a table
instead of in different rooms. And Jerrica Burge says children benefited when a father or stepfather was present and when they weren't being scolded or lectured.
They were enjoying the meal together more, where parents were setting appropriate limits, whereas in households where children were overweight or obese, there was more conflict, less enjoyment of the meal.
This study in the journal Pediatrics. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Frenchman Jean Tirole has won the Nobel Prize in Economics, and same-sex couples in Alaska could get marriage licenses today. A federal judge struck down the state's gay marriage ban yesterday. Police in Atlantic City, New Jersey, say a convicted murderer beat his mother to death during an argument 2 days after his release from prison. Neighbors say the family had just thrown a welcome home party for the now murder suspect. It's a milepost day in the frustrating hunt for a missing Virginia college student.
I'm Jim Crisula. University of Virginia student Hannah Graham has now been missing a month. Her whereabouts remain a mystery, despite a nearly nonstop search effort that's been coordinated by Mark Eggeman.
No, I don't think we've hit a wall. As far as the search effort and the investigation, no.
Police say the man jailed in connection with Graham's disappearance, 32-year-old Jesse Matthew Jr., has refused to talk to investigators. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The NBA's MVP will start this season on the sidelines. Oklahoma City Thunder star Kevin Durant fractured his right foot. It's not clear how the injury happened. Surgery is a possibility. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.